Let's break down the New York Giants heading to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers. Steelers are 6.5-point home favorites. Over-under set at 36.5. Pittsburgh coming off a huge primetime win against the Jets. Now they get to face the other team in New York, face the Giants once again at home. Ethan, what do you think, man? 6.5. This is a pretty big line that could really make a difference.
Yeah, I'm on the Giants. I feel like I'm just a Giants fan this year.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to give up on them. They were blown out, disgusting performance last week. The one thing I didn't take into full account last week, they are without left tackle Andrew Thomas for the year, and I think that did hurt them. However, that being said, I think Pittsburgh's just in a tough spot. Like you said, Ben, they're off the huge primetime win over the Jets. I liked the Jets last week. I didn't actually end up betting them, but in hindsight, you know, it was, we're bringing in Devontae. He's the savior. Everyone else can kind of take a step off and, you know, the team's going to get better. So I think that was just kind of a bad spot for the Jets. Then you had Russell Wilson making his first start for Pittsburgh, which I viewed as a negative. I'm wondering if that was a positive. If they played a little bit tougher for Russ, now they might take their foot off the gas just a little bit. Yeah, less time to prepare. I mean, not really. It was Sunday night football, so just a later game. Yeah, the Giants just – last time we saw them, completely embarrassed, 3 points. I just saw today Daniel Jones has not thrown a home touchdown pass in, like, almost 700 days, 649, I think.
Cow.
Yeah, which is just insane. Lucky for the Giants, they're not at home, so don't have to worry about that. On the flip side, Pittsburgh is off one of the better games we've seen out of them. Offense actually looked extremely capable. Their defense is as scary as ever. So I think it's just two teams that recency bias tells you this should be the line. But I truly do think the Giants are a better team than what the markets have them set at. Andrew Thomas is a huge loss, but I think Nabers working himself back into the lineup after two games off. He had a kind of slow week last week, but I think he'll be better. Their defense, I still think their front seven is just really good. The total's low in this game as well, so points are should be at a premium. So I think taking the 6.5 with the G-men is probably the play here. I'm going to take the Giants outright. I think the Giants win the game. I think the spot's just really bad for Pittsburgh, and I'm a little higher on the Giants than I think most.
Yeah, it's a sell high spot for Pittsburgh, a buy low spot for the Giants. Pittsburgh dominating win with Russ over the Jets, like you guys just mentioned. People in Pittsburgh probably feeling pretty good about themselves. And then you have the Giants, like Ethan just mentioned, getting absolutely embarrassed at home. Saquon had his record rushing yards at MetLife, and he was on the other team. So they just got absolutely embarrassed. Singletary didn't even wear Saquon's number. I don't know if that was out of respect or if that was just him being a little bitch. He was wearing number 28. I don't know if you guys noticed that. He was number 26 all year. Just yeah. A really weird dynamic there. Kind of just like they, you know, Saquon's their daddy and he ran all over him. So again, really low spot for the Giants. Pretty impressive high spot for the Steelers. I just think people are going to see the recency bias of that and jump all over Pittsburgh. I will say before I am on the Giants. I'm on the Giants on the spread here. Why do we keep seeing all these New York teams on the primetime? Thursday night upcoming this week, we have the Jets again. We have the Giants next week, I believe, are another primetime game. We keep seeing these New York teams on primetime, and they're trash. I don't think they've won a primetime game. I think there's like they're like 0-6 in their last six. So anyways, thank you, Goodell. We really enjoy these Giants and Jets games. But yeah, I think I agree with Ethan. I think the Giants have a really good chance of winning this game outright. I'll take them happily at the +6.5. Again, buy low spot for Giants, high spot for the Steelers. Think they could catch them here on the road.
It's an East Coast bias, man. That's the only reason these teams are getting those games. I want to do a short little analogy here. As the father of the show, as in the only person currently with a kid, I want to say that there's two paths in life, okay? So the one path, you have your child, you raise them in a loving home, and you send them to private school. You pay for that. You sit down with them every night after work. You help them go over their homework. They get straight A's. That's great. They go into high school. Keep them in private school, man. Still sit with them, support them, give them a great life. They go to college. straight A's in college. They want to impress you. They love you. They get their doctorate. They're a doctor now. And then you're making $100,000, $200,000 a year. You get to live a nice, comfortable life. Or you can be Daniel Jones and fucking suck and make $40 million a year. So do whatever you want.
I did not see that one coming.
That one was a slow burn, but those who stayed get to enjoy it. I can't believe they let Saquon Watkins sign this fucking dude to a four-year, $160 million contract. Benched him, I believe, for Drew Locke, who is going to be a middle school gym teacher here in a couple short years. I can't believe that they paid this guy, that you're stuck with him now. So, obviously, that shows you what side I'm on. I'm on Pittsburgh. This Giants team is just so dead to me. Malik Nabers comes back. Maybe he's able to do enough. That Pittsburgh defense, I just don't know what Daniel Jones can do against him. I mean, Philly is probably the most fraudulent team out there, and they got blown out by Philly. And now they're going to come in with a team that wants to run the ball down your throat. Russell Wilson looks good. They're at home. I don't know. I can't do it with the Giants. I don't know when I'll be back on them. I just don't think the 6.5 is enough for me.
Yeah, no complaints here. I mean, me and Ethan love the Giants, and I am starting to wonder why. I mean, the same thing with the Panthers, too. I really don't know why I love some of these teams. But, yeah, I can't complain at all there. Pittsburgh looks pretty solid, but ugly has to hit every once in a while, right? It's got to. Yes. We're in for an ugly week.
I will do one quick correction going back to the New York teams playing primetime. Actually, Buffalo hasn't played primetime in a while. It's the New Jersey teams that are playing on primetime here.
That's true.
That is sad, bro. That is so sad. Thank you guys for watching. We're back every week. These two guys are going to be live tonight breaking down the game. If anything's changed, they'll give you guys some new information. As well as I will be live on Tuesday with Bobby. We'll be giving you guys the fantasy football waiver wire ads for the week. And then we are back on Thursdays for the Thursday night football game. And then Friday, these two, especially Ethan, man, you've been killing it with the Power 5 picks. Me and Bobby will have our Tapping Vegas show. And then also another intentional lounging. That's when the country music song's coming out. So make sure you guys are tuning in for that. Yes, Ethan.
One more thing here. Love my primetime player props. Give it to me. Best player prop for tonight's game. Drop it in the comments below. I'll tail a couple. If you hit, shout you out next Monday's episode. Let me know. Player prop, Giants, Pittsburgh. Need a winner.
Yes. Yes. And we will throw it up on the screen, man. Big style. Big style. So make sure you guys get those posted. We'll see you guys here soon. Peace.
Later, guys.
See you guys.
You better start listening to the Better in Green podcast. You will not regret it. Trust me, trust me, trust me. And hey, I'm Dean Blandino.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Better in Green, eh? To Better in Green, eh? To Better in Green, eh? Listen in and cash out. That's what it's all about. Come on, let's make cash now. We always on spot and we cover old spot from the bottom to the top, eh? Shout out to Ethan, shout out to Wyatt, shout out to Ben. Welcome, welcome to our podcast, Better in Green.